The Arizona News Radio, the judge in the James Ray trial, says prosecutors broke legal rules when they failed to give the defense required documents, but prosecutors say
it was not disclosed due to an oversight in this case. The state disclosed over 8,000 pages.
The judge deciding whether to declare a mistrial. Maricopa County Supervisor Mary Rose Wilcox voicing concerns that Sheriff Gerald Pio may have spent money from two designated jail funds for other efforts.
It could be criminal that you set up different shadow accounts to hide it.
Interim-Chief Deputy Jerry Sheridan disagrees.
It's a systems issue that failed us.
Surprised police have arrested one of their own for driving under the influence, but it wasn't alcohol.
If you're impaired, you're impaired. Whether it's alcohol or whether it's drugs.
They're trying to determine exactly what it is. Prescott police had a 3.5-hour barricade situation safely.
We're glad that it worked out the way that it did. We just approached it patiently and didn't try to rush things.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
And this KFNX traffic report is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. You're going to find the center lane being blocked eastbound on the 10 right at 7th Avenue, southbound on the Black Canyon right at Bell Road. There's a fender bender there. And eastbound on the Pima right at 7th Street, you're going to find a collision as well. In-N-Out Burger, serving you fresh grilled, fresh cut, freshly made to order food since 1948. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about. From the KFNX Traffic Center, I'm Wayne Allen. Now here's Jim Howe.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. We're heading upwards toward that 90-degree mark on Friday. Tomorrow we should see 87. And then into the weekend, it's even warmer. Saturday, 93. Sunday promises 94. Overnight lows now in the upper 60s. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
And currently at our downtown studios, we're sitting at 85 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks here on KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
The world is full of perfect pairs. Peanut butter and jelly, yin and yang, jeans and a t-shirt, and now home and auto from Farmers Insurance. Buy them together and receive a great discount on both policies. Ask a Farmers agent about our perfect pair discounts. Two of dozens of discounts that could save you hundreds of dollars. Get world-class savings and the service to match.
Get to know a Farmers agent, call 800-FARMERS or visit farmers.com because ready feels good.
Discounts apply to selected coverages, perils, and policy types only, and may vary by eligibility.
Arizona is working for a better tomorrow, so it's important to get involved. Clean Elections is one great way. Passed by Arizona voters in 1998, Clean Elections opens the door for all Arizonans to run for office and gives voters a voice in the state's political process. So by providing more voices and more choices, Clean Elections empowers us all to help shape Arizona's future. Learn how you can get involved at cleanelections101.com.
This is Legalese, where the law is always on your side. Now introducing your host, a longtime veteran of the courts, Dennis Willinchek.
Well, good afternoon. It's 4:06, and we're here every week from 4 to 5, leading into the Lou Dobbs Show. This is Dennis Willinchek, and this week we have a very honored show with the Sheriff of Maricopa County, longtime Sheriff of Maricopa County, Joe Arpaio. Welcome, Sheriff, to
Thank
the show.
Thank you, Dennis. I never thought I'd be interrogated by a lawyer, but this is
not on the radio.
Thank you for
anyway.
Having me. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. It's a real pleasure. We're honored to have you, and we've got an hour to talk to the sheriff about his background, his life, some of the things that are going on at the county today that we all hear about. Our number here is 602-277-KFNX. That's 5369. If you want to talk to the sheriff, Sheriff. Let's get into it. I want to talk to you first a little bit about your background because, believe it or not, we've looked at your books and read some of your books, and we want to talk about how you got into this business in the first place. You've had an interesting life. So let's talk about how you became a peace officer in the first place from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Well, my mother and father came here from Italy, legally, of course.
Right.
And my mother died when I was born, so I bounced around from one Italian family to another. And they tell me as I was growing up, I always wanted to be an FBI agent. I did go join the Army when the Korean War broke out.
And you were an MP, right?
Well, in the reserves later on, I was with a warrant officer, CID. But instead of sending me to Korea, they sent me to Metz, France, which is pretty dangerous, 18 years old.
Yeah.
But I did do some investigative work against the prostitutes, and then I left. I did my 3 years discharge, and joined the Washington D.C. Police Department for 4 years. Went to the Las Vegas Police Department long enough to lock up Elvis
right.
Presley.
Right. I, you know, I heard that you locked him up for speeding once. Is that right?
Well, he was going about 100 miles an hour with a beautiful blonde on the back. Of course, I was
looking at the blonde. Cadillac, of course.
No, that was a motorcycle.
Oh.
Took him down to the Las Vegas, our police station, and he talked me out of giving him a ticket, said something went wrong with a motorcycle. So we brought him next door to have his motorcycle fixed, and I guess he really appreciated it. So he gave 12 Cadillacs
Did he really?
To narcotic detectives. In Colorado and so on. Never gave me one. I probably would not have taken it.
No kidding.
But the irony of it, right after that, I went to Chicago and I joined the DEA. It was called the Bureau of Narcotics. Right. I was 25 years old. And President Nixon said, you're going to give Presley a honorary federal narcotic agent badge.
Right.
Which we did.
Oh, isn't that the badge with the famous picture of the president?
Yeah, and then, of course, he died of an overdose. That's a side issue.
Yeah, side issue.
I was lucky enough to become a federal agent in Chicago and did a lot of undercover work, which I like doing.
Yeah.
And because of that, they sent me to Istanbul, Turkey. I was the only federal agent in the whole Middle East to dry up the French Connection, lock up all the opium sellers.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that for a minute. My understanding is that you were at the what would be called sort of the beginning of that whole process, right? When you were in Turkey, where I guess they start the process. And then later on, as I understand it, you went to Paraguay. Is that right?
Well,
where it ended, sort of.
Yeah, that was the French Connection that the drugs, the morphine base or opium, smuggled into Marseille, France, where they secretly made the heroin.
Which is the famous movie that we've
all
seen.
And the French, but that was in the New York, and I'm talking about where the source is.
Right.
The mafia, I hate to use that word, but since the present attorney general now used the word mafia that was banned for years and years, so I'm going to use it, the mafia. Controlled heroin traffic. That was called the French Connection in operation for 60 years until President Nixon said, enough is enough. We're going to stop it internationally and in the United States, and it was stopped.
Right.
But 10 years later, I became the regional director in Mexico and had offices in Panama and Argentina. But the dope peddlers from France were moving to South America. That's why I opened an office in Argentina,
right?
Because it was too hot. So that was the tail end where we arrested Ricord and had him.
Was he the guy that was the German? There was one guy that was a German officer or something who left with a lot of money from the war.
No, that's not. This is Armand Ricord. It was one of the big shots.
Was he French?
Yeah. He moved to Argentina. Of course, the attorney general at that time was Dick Kleindienst, and a very good friend and active in the drug enforcement. But the ambassador, former ambassador of Paraguay, did not like me going to his country or removing this guy. But I called Washington, and we had this guy removed on a 707, brought back to Dallas to stand trial.
And as I remember it, 90% of the heroin coming into this country was brought in through this process with these folks?
Yeah, 90%. The other 10% was Mexico. Of course, now it's the Golden Triangle. You know, things do shift. It's in the Far East. But that was a very interesting operation for almost 60 years, controlled by the Italian mob in Sicily, and the French.
Right.
But once again, I have to give credit to President Nixon for saying we're going to make this a top priority, and we cleaned it up in 1969. G. Gordon Liddy and I, remember G. Gordon with his own show, we ran an operation at the border intercept because the president said we're going to close the Mexican border, enough is enough, for 2 weeks. We didn't actually close the border. We just searched every car.
Yeah.
Backed up traffic to Mexico City. They hated us, the Mexican government. Just by chance, I became the regional director It was very sensitive. I had agents working undercover. In those days, we were operational. And it was tough to get so I had the Mexican Attorney General at my house a few times, like blueberry pie. So my wife just kicked out blueberry pie, a little shot of whiskey. And I got more done with blueberry pie and whiskey than the big American stick.
Hard to do that today, right?
I don't think it is.
Well, maybe you should serve some blueberry pie to the county board, huh?
Well, the president invites people to the White House. He invited the sergeant at Cambridge, Mass. For arresting the black professor, and the president sort of stuck his nose in it. So he invited both of them to the White House to have a little beer with
the
vice
president. Invited to the White House to talk about these immigration issues?
No, I have not.
Why not?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, it is a good question. By the way, we're talking with Sheriff Arpaio, Maricopa County Sheriff, on KFNX, 277 KFNX. Were you ever invited to the White House to talk about the issues here in Arizona, the immigration issues?
Not since I've been the sheriff. Hmm. And that's a good question.
It is a good question.
I'm glad you
about
asked
it.
That.
Yeah.
Why is it that, forget the White House, where's all the other politicians? No one asked me my opinion. You
right.
do know I spent 4 years in Mexico City. I covered the border from that side.
Right.
I was head of the Federal Drug Enforcement in Texas. On another assignment, I covered the whole Texas border. I was head of the DEA in Arizona. On another assignment. So I have 14 years experience as a top federal official at the border.
And nobody's
and
ever
nobody's
asked your
asked
opinion.
Me. So that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is interesting. Nobody's called you back for any hearings. Nothing like that.
Well, the head of the Judiciary Committee that went after me, thanks to the Phoenix mayor, had his hearings blasting me and asking the Attorney General, Homeland Security Secretary, to investigate me for alleged racial profile. But where's all the senators? Where's all the congressmen? Don't
That's
we have some here that lives in Arizona?
Well, I saw that Paul Babiou was speaking to the Senate, I guess, probably invited by Senator McCain, I would suspect.
Yeah, well.
But I didn't see you there.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't have to go to Washington. And you wonder
no,
why.
I was just curious, that's all.
Yeah, well, they're investigating me.
Yeah.
The Justice Department.
Well, they've been investigating you forever, so.
Yeah, well.
I think they'll be investigating you when we're all gone.
When I'm dead, too,
yeah.
Probably.
Probably. Anyway, we're going to talk to you, Sheriff Arpaio, about your thoughts on a lot of different issues when we come back after this break that's coming up. We're going to hear from some sponsors. We're going to talk to you about the jails, the border, and sentencing issues and some of the hot things that are going on now. I understand there's an arrest today, for example. Is that right? Big arrest today you made?
Well, I don't know. We locked up six more people working in the in a laundry, six out of seven were here illegally with phony identification, which I take very serious.
Right. Yeah, I saw that in the paper today. And we're going to talk to you also about some of these issues that are confronting all of us about the immigration laws and SB 1070. When we come back from this break, we'll be talking with Sheriff Arpaio.
Since 1991, the law offices of Willinchek & Bartness have provided quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Willinchek & Bartness specialize in cases of breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Willinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810, 602-606-2810.
Start saving money today. BYOBudget.com is a simple web-based system that lets you build your own customized budget, helping you eliminate debt. With BYOBudget.com, there are no books to read, no personal information necessary, and no salesmen or hidden fees, just using the money you have. This advanced technology helps you save time and money, creating a budget for personal or business use no matter your age or your income. It's just $7.95 a month. That's 26 cents a day. Budget wisely. Save money. BYOBudget.com. That's BYOBudget.com.
London Gold, it's the best. Unbelievable. You're zapping me right into the Twilight Zone.
What's so hard to believe? That Lisa might want to marry me?
No, it's just that you're turning out to be way more romantic than I ever thought.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of surprising myself, too. But that's why I need your help. You know Lisa better than anyone. You know what she likes, what she doesn't, how she's going to react.
So what? You want me to tell you what she's going to say when you pop the question?
No, I want an engagement ring that she can't say no to.
Oh, well, that I can do. Let's go.
Where to? I don't want to run all over the city or spend every last dollar I have.
Well, then you came to the right person. Because if you're going for the gold, you got to go to the gold. London Gold.
For over 30 years, London Gold has been offering couples a wide array of diamond engagement and wedding rings that not only reflect the timeless beauty of their love, but an enduring value as well.
London Gold.
Dennis Wilenchek, and we're here on Legalese every week from 4 to 5, leading into Lou Dobbs. So we've got the sheriff of Maricopa County. We're honored to talk to him for the hour. Anybody wants to call up, you're free to do so. 277-KFNX, that's 277-5369. We've been talking to the sheriff about his background. And, Sheriff, what when your parents came over here from Italy, that was like when? In the early 20s, right? Why did they go to Springfield, Massachusetts? How did they wind up there?
Well, you know how it is when you're living in Italy. You have friends that have come into the United States prior to, and my father and mother settled in Springfield, Massachusetts. A lot of Italians there.
I see.
What
did your father do there?
My father opened up an Italian grocery store, and then
did
he
you
worked
work there?
Hard. Yeah. And when I was going to high school, I delivered all the groceries. I am a senior citizen.
Right.
Some people say, how come you look so young, Sheriff? Because I drank a lot of olive oil delivering the olive oil. That's why I look young. So,
and you still do, right?
I don't know.
Plus
so,
work.
So I worked hard. I wasn't the best student in high school. I played all the sports. I had to work hard to get a C average. But
Did you always know you wanted to go into law enforcement?
When I was growing up, as I mentioned, they always said he wants to be an FBI agent. But in high school, I don't think I really, I was going to join the Army. I joined the Army the day the Korean War broke out about that time, the high school graduate and, turned 18. I had not a rough life. I bounced around from three different families and my father remarried when I was 12, so I had a stepmother.
Oh, I see. That's hard to lose your mother at a young age like that.
I never saw my mother.
Never saw your mother.
Died in childbirth. She gave her life for me because the doctor said, if you don't have an abortion, you're going to die. That's why I'm a big right to life. Plus, my daughter has adopted grandkids. I'm not going to get into it for security reasons, but let me say one thing. They're from all different races.
Right.
So when all those demonstrators every day for 2.5 years in front of the Wells Fargo building and Mary Rose, Will Cox, and everybody marching down the street calling me a racist, Hitler, every name in the book, you know, be my guest.
Hey, you know, I was going to ask you about that, actually. I'm glad you brought that up. Actually, my son Jack was mentioning that to me before the show. Jack, you were talking about the fact that people demonstrate downtown. He lives at the Orpheum Lofts right across the street.
Right.
So you see these people demonstrating and calling the sheriff names all the time. Sometimes it's really disgusting. It's deafening. I see that when I'm in court at lunch hour. But you were asking me how the sheriff must react to that, right?
I can barely even deal with it. I live down there, and I can't even go home. I can't even go home for lunch because I hear it, and it's distracting.
How does that affect you? Do you avoid these people? Or?
No, I walk right through them. I should send them a check every week. Had Sharpton come down and lead 10,000 people against me last year, along with Mary Rose Wilcox.
It only makes you more popular, right?
Board of Supervisors. I had him in my office. I spent a half hour.
With Sharpton?
Of course.
Well, that must have been an interesting
conversation.
After he got
done marching, yeah.
What did you talk to him
about? Well, I was a little blinded by all his jewelry, but I got by that.
But he's a reverend, so he can get away with that.
Yeah, well, I love the guy. I said, come on back. I raised $50,000 that day, and my polls went up another 50%.
Oh, I see. You love him because the more he comes over here, the more people
I want to send him a first-class airline ticket. Come on back. So they think they're hurting me, these guys?
Right.
I wonder who's paying them, because from 12 to 1 on the head. Every day they're out there.
Right.
They don't even work overtime.
I've seen him and heard him, but and the guy who speaks can hardly speak English. But the thing about it is that it's probably the same people that picket companies, because those people are paid too, I understand. You know, the ones that put the signs up, shame on so-and-so.
I just saw there's a strike down there today. They're striking right outside the Gold's Gym, just a block away from the Wells Fargo building.
Striking one of the employers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably the same people, and they just pick them up and...
Well, it's not the same people in Nashua, New Hampshire, when I was up there 4 months ago talking to 1,000 Republicans, which everybody thinks I'm running for president because I went to New Hampshire. But I had 200 people up there. Everywhere I go, I get demonstrators, which I like because I go right in the midst of them.
Yeah, you're not shy about it. You go right and talk to them.
As long as there's television there. Radio, I don't care. But television is okay.
Radio's not a big deal anymore, right? But anyway, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it. But... Let me just ask you about that. Now that you mentioned that you were in New Hampshire, what are your plans in the future? Do you want to run for Senate? Are you thinking about that?
Well, Dennis, every 4 years, as you've been following my career and helping me on some great legal advice, I want to thank you.
Thank you
for that. You're an honorable, straight
thank you.
Lawyer, and I hope your son
he'll follow
Jack,
in the footsteps.
Listens to his dad and takes some advice. From his dad on ethics and loyalty and so on.
Thank you.
But the every 4 years, governorships come up, and everybody says, run for governor. I could be the governor. And now the U.S. Senate has opened up.
Because, I mean, your numbers are higher than anyone's, really.
Well, I haven't taken polls, but I know they're high because all the people come to me for my endorsement.
Right.
I think I've endorsed 24 people just locally, but across the nation. I was up in Vegas supporting Sarah Engel. I guess, in fact, I just saw her in San Francisco, the three Joes, Joe the Plumber, myself, and Joe Miller, did a fundraiser.
Well, I got to tell you, honestly, I was talking to a friend of mine who I hadn't seen since I was a kid in New York today, and he knew who you were, so... Your reputation is all over the place.
Well, I got French here today. I'm trying to get them here. They've been doing a documentary. I got the New York Times here today. You know.
Yeah.
The New York Times is not going to say I'm the greatest sheriff in the universe. They're going to.
Of course not.
But that's great.
It helps you.
It'll be on the front page probably this week, the New York Times. I was on Jeopardy yesterday. How many people make Jeopardy?
You're on Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Doing what?
I don't know. They had a contest, and a lot of people called, and they had a contest about pink underwear. I said, do you know the name of the sheriff that puts inmates in pink underwear? A guy says, yeah, Joe Arpaio. So I don't know how much money he won.
That's great.
So, you know, I get on Inside Edition's going to do a thing with Steven Seagal.
Right.
Claiming we knocked out doors or a house to get arrest a guy with chickens.
Yeah, Steven Seagal now, I saw him with you recently. He is now taking that really seriously. I mean, he was in a uniform, and he was really talking about his guys. And what is going on with that?
Yeah, he works for me.
Yeah, what is the story?
I swear, he's doing an A&E story that he did in Louisiana.
Lawman?
Yeah, but the sheriff died.
I see.
And the other sheriff doesn't like him. So someone introduced him to me, and I said, yeah, let him do his show. So he's taking a little heat, but I've taken some heat, you know, whatever I do.
So that's going to be on, like, next season? Or
no, it's coming up probably in the fall. It's in the hopper today.
Does he have you on the show and stuff?
Well, they had me on knocking down a door cockfighting ring.
Right.
And the guy was dangerous, regardless of what you hear.
Right.
Supposed to have a guns in there, and was arrested previous for the same subject, out on probation. And I didn't know we were going to have our SWAT team there, but because of the danger involved, we sent our SWAT team out. Every day the police send SWAT teams out, because I go after 150 roosters involved in the cockfighting, yeah. And the bad guy.
Well, whatever you do is going to generate some kind of controversy. That's just the way it is, and you're used to that by now, I'm sure, right? Whatever you do is going to be criticized or put down by somebody. That's just life.
Yeah, but Dennis, I feel comfortable with myself.
Right.
I've been 50 years in law enforcement, 18 years as a sheriff.
You don't back down.
Well, why should I? I got the law on my side. My people do a good job. Regardless of all the heat that you hear,
there's a lot of heat, but so far nothing's happened. So.
Yeah, well they go to feds and everybody. Yeah,
they like announcing, I guess.
Yeah,
that there's a bunch
throw stuff against the wall, hoping that something sticks.
Yeah, well, you've weathered a long time right now. So what is it? How many years now?
I'm going on 20.
20 years as the sheriff. Amazing. And you have plans to stay as the sheriff?
No, I'm definitely running again, 110% for all those critics.
Yeah.
If I don't run for U.S. Senate.
Well, what are your thoughts about the Senate situation right now? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Mixed emotions. I spent three tours in Washington. I don't really like Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Not a great place to live either.
And what's the senator? What they got? Four people to work for them. They talk. I can talk as a sheriff. Also, I have a gun and badge.
Yeah, you can, so I can force the law.
I talk and I have action.
Right.
The only reason I might consider it because, I'd have a great platform right up Pennsylvania Avenue, right?
Yeah, but the problem with being a legislator is that's all you are. Is you're just one of many, and you sit there and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, there's not a lot of action. Right now, you're in charge of a big office, and you can do things. Mm-hmm. And bring
there's only one sheriff in Maricopa County. There's 100 senators around.
Exactly. Only one sheriff. And I want to talk. We're going to have to take a break soon, but I want to talk to you also about this border fence that you see today.
Mm-hmm. 2 miles.
Securing 2 miles of border fence. You think that's going to do any good?
No.
Why not?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that's going to be great. If you have a hardware store,
yeah,
they'll be selling more ladders and shovels. That's somebody's going to make out
tunnels
for the economy, right?
They'll go down underneath, right? Or catapult over it.
Yeah, secure the border. Secure the border first.
So you're not a build. You're not a build a dang fence guy.
I don't
fence
agree
guy
with that.
Yeah.
No, that's
how
a
would
cop
you
out
secure it real quickly?
I can't say very quickly,
okay,
because I have to go back to Mexico and Turkey, which I started to talk about. A word call operational.
All right, we're going to come back to that. This is Dennis Wilenchek with Sheriff Joe Arpaio on KFNX, and after these messages.
I'm Steve Malzberg. Listen to me from 1 to 3 every weekday afternoon on the 50,000-watt Voice of the Valley, KFNX, News Talk Radio 1100, Phoenix.
CNN Radio. I'm Lisa Campbell. President Obama laid out his budget plan today, calling for tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans to expire. Mr. Obama says he's got nothing against the rich.
This is not because we begrudge those who've done well. We rightly celebrate their success. Instead, it's a basic reflection of our belief that those who benefited most from our way of life can afford to give back a little bit more.
The Republicans are calling the budget reveal at George Washington University nothing more than a campaign appearance. In San Francisco, a jury couldn't decide on perjury charges but did convict former giant Barry Bonds of one count of obstruction of justice today. An announcement on a sentencing date comes next month. Good news update on the job market. The Labor Department reports it's finally rebounding 3 million job openings in February. This is CNN Radio.
Arizona News Radio. The judge in the James Ray trial says prosecutors broke legal rules when they failed to give the defense required documents. But prosecutors say
it was not disclosed due to an oversight in this case. The state disclosed over 8,000 pages.
The judge deciding whether to declare a mistrial. Maricopa County Supervisor Mary Rose Wilcox voicing concerns that Sheriff Joe Arpaio may have spent money from two designated jail funds for other efforts.
It could be criminal that you set up different shadow accounts to hide it.
Interim Chief Deputy Jerry Sheridan disagrees.
It's a systems issue that failed us.
Surprised police have arrested one of their own for driving under the influence, but it wasn't alcohol.
If you're impaired, you're impaired. Yeah, whether it's alcohol or whether it's drugs.
They're trying to determine exactly what it is. Prescott police had a 3.5-hour barricade situation safely.
We're glad that it worked out the way that it did. We just approached it patiently and didn't try to rush things.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
And this KFNX traffic report is brought to you by Hammermill Paper. Eastbound on the Maricopa right at Elliott, you're going to find a collision there. Eastbound on the 10 right at 16th Street has a collision also. And you're going to find some slow traffic on the Black Canyon northbound side of things between the Durango Curve and Northern. Hammermill Paper is backed by a 99.99% jam-free guarantee. Don't you wish life was? Hammermill Paper, no worries. From the KFNX Traffic Center, I'm Wayne Allen.
Jim Howell for the KFNX Weather Center. We're heading upwards toward that 90-degree mark on Friday. Tomorrow we should see 87. And then into the weekend, it's even warmer. Saturday, 93. Sunday promises 94. Overnight lows now in the upper 60s. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
And currently at our downtown studios, we're sitting at 85 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes. And we'll be right here on KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
IronDriveCoatings.com is offering 10% off right now for KFNX listeners. IronDriveCoatings.com, your valley-wide specialist for lifetime guaranteed epoxy and urethane coating of garages and driveways. Visit IronDriveCoatings.com or call 480-726-1891. Mention KFNX and receive a 10% discount off this beautiful lifetime guaranteed granite-like coating. Own a business? Ask about commercial application as well. That's 480-726-1891. IronDriveCoatings.com.
The ASU College of Nursing and Health Innovation offers exercise and wellness, health sciences, kinesiology, nutrition, and nursing degree programs. These quality academic programs prepare graduates to become healthcare providers, leaders, researchers, and health advocates. We are large enough to offer 5 career tracks, but small enough to offer individualized student learning and intensive mentoring. For information, visit nursingandhealth.asu.edu. That's nursingandhealth.asu.edu.
359 cable and other television stations slobbering over the royal wedding.
Jumpstart your day with the I-Man.
We'll be the one making fun of it.
Charles, what are you doing with your pants down in the bathroom? Pull them up, please.
What else, P?
Imus in the morning. Don't miss Imus in the morning right here on KFNX.
From Chandler to Troon, the Elton Realty family has served the entire valley for over 20 years. Short sales, foreclosures, luxury homes, family court-appointed special commissioners, whatever your real estate needs, we do it all. Flexible fees, if not completely satisfied, opt out anytime. Call us today, 480-451-3318, or visit eltonrealty.com. That's 480-451-3318. Elton Realty.
Your real estate survival guides.
Hey, we'll drive across the street. You should see. This is Dennis Wolinchek on KFNX, and we're here with Sheriff Arpaio. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, our 20-year sheriff from Maricopa County. Jack Wolinchek is here with me as well, and we're talking to the sheriff about his background. Sheriff, I want to ask you about the... moving on to the jails, obviously you're famous worldwide for your treatment of the prisoners in jails. I guess, do they have a radio station in the jail, by the way?
Well, I have KJO. You got KFNX, and I got KJOE.
Yeah, KJOE. What do you play? What do you play on KJO?
Well, we give them good educational programs. I used to play Newt Gingrich, Cruel and Unusual Punishment, for 3 years. then he became nothing, so I pulled that, tried to get... President Clinton's something that wasn't our rating.
Speeches by President Clinton.
Yeah, well, Gingrich, I bought the $150, America. He had a nice number of tapes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's what we play.
That's what put them to sleep.
Yeah. But I think it's a good touch. We have a drug prevention program, probably the best in the United States, the only high school in the nation. Under a sheriff, read to me, mommy, Girl Scouts behind bars. Dennis, I have all this, but nobody wants to talk
about it. Nobody
cares about it. All they do is say someone died in your jail, right, or you're being sued, and it's all you hear about.
Yeah, well, that's why you're here today, is to put out the other side of the story. Let's talk about Operation Desert Sky, which, as I understand, is a volunteer effort to patrol the border using aircraft. Do you know anything about that? And
do I know? It's my operation.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
No. Well, you know, we've arrested and detained, investigated on the streets and in the jails 46,000 illegal aliens, probably one quarter of the whole country when you talk about local law enforcement. This is just another operation. This morning we hit another business. We did Payway last month, and now we hit this one.
Now, a lot of the business people, we had it on the head of the Chamber of Commerce a few weeks ago. And a lot of the business people, as you know, are a little upset about some of these things. But why is it important for you to go after these businesses?
Well, I'll tell you the main reason, because the employer sanction is very weak. It's a civil violation. But the out of the 500 that we have arrested, about two-thirds have false identification. This morning we arrested six out of the seven employees working there, all with false ID. And that may be why we're number one in the nation for people stealing your Social Security. So I think it's a bigger picture than just locking up dishwashers like the mayor and other politicians of Phoenix accuse me of. So the majority have false identification.
Well, look, knowing you as I have for years, you're not a racist, and that's just absurd for anybody to even imply that. They do, but it's absurd. The reality is, as we were talking, your family came over here. Obviously, they came over here legally, but shortly after they came over here, we were talking during the break, there was a law passed that would prevent Italian immigrants from coming over. So I know your personal feelings that, as far as immigration is concerned, if you come here legally, you're fine with that. The only issue is you can't be here illegally. That's as simple as you can say it.
How can I be a racist when my four grandkids are from all different races? I'm not going to go too far because of security.
Yeah.
My daughter-in-law, my son just married a Hispanic. So I don't know. But you know what? I don't care. Let them call me anything they want. When they can't stop you through the courts or through the political system, they have to call you a racist. What else do they have?
Well, the
left?
One thing I don't understand, maybe you can shed some light on this. By the way, we're talking to Sheriff Joe Arpaio here on KFNX. This is Dennis Wolinchek. The one thing I don't understand, Sheriff, is how can anybody argue against being here legally? I don't really understand that conceptually. Do you? I mean, I don't understand how anyone could argue that it's good to be here illegally. Obviously, it's not. It's illegal.
Well, you're a great lawyer, and you know what illegal means. You know what the
sure.
law is. You do know when you cross the border, you violated
right.
the law.
And your
okay.
job is to deal yeah. with that.
But I'll tell you what the problem is, and I get very discouraged sometimes at elected officials. There's two words that I mentioned previously, secure, but the other word is first, secure the border first. So they push everything on the feds, blame the feds for everything, and then we'll talk about immigration reform. Because they don't want to do what I just did this morning, is arrest people working in a workplace here illegally. They want amnesty. That's why they keep blaming the border. Now, they should say secure the border and also enforce the illegal immigration laws in the interior.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Then you get, what, yesterday the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals saying that basically it's not a state's job, it's a federal exclusively federal job
yeah.
to take care of immigration?
Well, we've locked up 2,500 smugglers under the state law. We're the only ones doing that, plus 500 people working in the workplace. You think I'm worried about the federal government in the 1070? I'm still enforcing the state laws and the federal laws. So I don't. That's not interfering with us doing our job.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you. You know, there's been a lot of things in the news, Janet Napolitano saying the border is safer than ever, things of that nature. Do you think that?
Well, I'm not going to criticize her, even though a lot of people would like me to do it, because I'm an ex-federal guy myself. Also, I worked with her when she was U.S. Attorney General. I mean, she's the one that took the money away from me her last year in office, $1.6 million. I don't know if she's behind all these investigations. The U.S. attorney I've known for years. We used to eat spaghetti together. But now it's a difficult position.
The U.S. attorney used to be her chief assistant, right?
Yeah, but yeah. now it's a little difficult with what's
yeah,
going on.
Of course.
But the only problem I have, if it's secure, why do we arrest 180 people, smugglers, coming into our area in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Every time I send my troops out there, we're arresting illegals being smuggled into the Maricopa. And we're the only agency, and thanks to Bill Montgomery, that continues the trend that will prosecute the co-conspirators. You do know this ex-guy, Romley, wouldn't do any of that.
Right.
So when we arrest a load, we call it, we lock everybody up. We got the probable cause and the information, but everybody else turns them over to ICE.
Let me ask you something. Do you think, and I know there's a big criticism, do you think that doing this is making us safer? Or the criticism is that you're just going after, like you said, dishwashers, people like this who are menial laborers who are coming over here to look for work? What is it important to you? Why do you think that we're solving a problem by arresting these people?
Dennis, it's very difficult for me to brag, believe it or not, even though I have an ego, but I'm very careful. The only thing I can say, since we've been cracking down on crime suppression, going into Phoenix and Mesa and everywhere else, locking up illegal aliens, that's at the same period of time when crime went down 19%. All the mayors and chiefs brag. Our crime has gone down 19%. I can go on and on. That's about the time we started this get tough immigration problem.
Right.
I do know we used to have from 8,000 to 10,000 people in jail, and 18% were here illegally. We had 55 murders were committed by illegal aliens. I don't say everybody repeats, but when you look at 18%, that's a high percentage of people in our jails that are here illegally. By the way, that's gone down to about 13% now. So something's happening.
So you see a direct correlation?
A definite.
Okay.
No doubt about it.
Let me ask you this before we take our break in a minute here. We were talking to Bill Montgomery last week. By the way, how are you getting along with
Bill? Get along great.
He had good things to say about you on the show.
He's a very ethical person. I think the Board of Supervisors, when they all endorsed the other guy.
The other guy being Richard Romley.
Yeah, that Montgomery beat. Probably if he went into the bathroom with them by themselves, he may say, you know what? Maybe it's good to have Bill Montgomery.
Well, it seems like he's brought peace to some extent, and things are looking better.
Yeah, he can't tell me what to do. But on the same token, I'm trying to get along, too. It's not that Bill Montgomery and I got together and said, oh, we're all going to have a love affair.
Right.
He's doing it. I'm doing it, trying to get along. I'm tired of fighting. I just want to do my job.
Seems
Leave
like
me
that.
Alone. Everybody's suing me. They're suing.
You're the only one that's
I'm
not suing anybody.
I'm not suing anybody around here.
Yeah, that's right.
So I just want to get along. Now, we had to go against the corruption. We formed the former county attorney, Thomas, and I formed a corruption unit. And when you do, you get people to start calling, this guy's corrupt, that guy's corrupt. So you get the information, you try to develop it. If you did not, they're politicians. They say we threw it in the wastebasket. You can't win. However, I'm not a guy that really likes doing this. I may reevaluate in the future going after corrupt officials and maybe turn it over to the FBI because it takes a lot of years to do, as you know.
And, well, you have a better relationship now with the Attorney General's office, too, don't you?
Well, Horn, I've known Horn for many, many years. I do know he's turned some things over to the U.S. Attorney, whether I agree with that or not. But of course, that makes good news. Anything that we do that's released in media makes great news to report.
But it sounds like he was basically just trying to get rid of things.
Yeah, well, you know, where's Goddard? These things have been investigation for 2 years. Goddard never did anything. Do you think if there was anything there, he never would have taken action?
I guess it helps to say that people are under investigation.
Well, they sure make hay, right, Jack, with me. Do you read the Republic?
I do. It's the only paper I'll read.
You do read that newspaper? Good. You maybe help pay the salary of one of my relatives.
It's the only paper there is what he means. All right, we'll come back shortly after these breaks and from our sponsors. This is Dennis Wolinchek with Sheriff Arpaio and Jack Wolinchek on Legalese.
And I have the flu.
Yeah.
I have the answer. Call me for this link and you will call me back. I have the answer. Who was the dynamic leader that history tells us that when he went to meet his maker, that his eyes were not dim nor his vigor abated? I have the answer. I urge you, choose science and not celebrities in your pursuit of an active lifestyle well beyond statistical predictions. I have the answer. Is your energy level low and your health insurance costs high? I have the answer. Tired of buying grocery store produce from third world countries that have been sprayed with who knows what? I have the answer. I have nutrient-dense, locally grown produce, and so much more. It costs a few bucks, but it's worth $1 million. Charisma Culture is our name, and applying gifts is our game. I have the answer. 602-762-2601. 602-762-2601. 602-762-2601.
The Lars Larson Show is on the air.
Senator Jeff Sessions.
They didn't pass a budget. They only funded the government for 5 months, and that's why we're in this fuss today trying to fund it the next 7 months.
But they want to blame you.
And they want to blame us. And do they think that the shellacking the big spenders took last November, 64 House seats, do they think that when they came in they were going to fund spending at the same level and not reduce spending?
Lars Larson, weeknights at 10 on KFNX.
Since 1991, the law offices of Willinchek & Bartness have provided quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Willinchek & Bartness specialize in cases of breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Willinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810, 602-606-2810.
This is Dennis Willinchek, and we're back on Legalese every week from 4 to 5 every Wednesday. Our number here, 277-5369. We're here with Sheriff Arpaio, who's been good enough to be in our studios and talk to us for the hour about issues going on in the sheriff's office. So, Sheriff, what's the big thing that's going on in the sheriff's office right now that's occupying most of your time?
Well, I'm still doing the job, but... Sometimes you got to fight off the media. I think this investigation that I farmed off to the Pinal County Sheriff, as soon as I found out about some allegation, I shipped it out. I want to know the truth.
Right.
So I'm going to have to face that very soon. I'm going to have to
Investigation that went to Sheriff Babu.
Yeah, I have to make some tough decisions. I will make the decisions. The sheriff doesn't make decisions. He's nice enough to have looked at everything. It's getting close to completion.
Yeah.
So very soon I'm going to have to make a decision.
Tough decision.
Now we got it, this $99 million thing that everybody's having a lot of fun, especially Mary Rose Wilcox. But this has been going on 8 years. It hasn't cost the taxpayers any money. It's just one barrel is one pot of money. The other is the other. And it was intermingled because of accounting situations for the last 8 years. But nobody stole any money. The taxpayers don't have to pay more taxes. I've been in the black every year.
In other words, there's a fund set up. Like, what is it, a pension-type fund?
No, this is a fund for the jail tax, which I went public.
Is that the RICO fund?
No, this is a fund that, remember, the people voted for,
yeah,
which I went public in the past. So it's a special fund to run the jails.
I see.
Then you have the general fund for all our other activities. But the employees were mixed because of computers and a lot of problems that occurred.
So they would have been paid no matter what.
Anyway, it's just which bushel.
Right.
So now we're rectifying
it. So it's an accounting type issue.
And we've had, because of lawyers.
But the paper reports that the county's position is that it has to be paid back.
Paid back on paper.
It's all paper, then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. And as far as anything in terms of wrongdoing there, was there any possible wrongdoing?
No, there was no intention. It was a computer, and the audits were done by the county. But it was so complicated that nobody really caught this. We were probably in error or two when we were paying deputies from one fund instead of the other. But they would have been paid anyway. So there's really no corruption or anything. I think everybody agrees with that. Except how you read the newspapers or a couple of board of supervisors that we've investigated.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, they're out front blistering away, but that's okay.
Well, you know, there's been also, speaking of the supervisors, there was obviously one of the supervisors' wives, Fulton Brock, was in your jail. And I guess I heard somewhere that she was complaining publicly about the condition in the jail. Did you hear that recently?
No, I wish she would mention me if she was, but we treated her nice. We isolated her.
She's apparently been complaining about the food, from what I heard.
Oh, okay. Well,
and asking to have conjugal visits with her husband or strange husband.
Well, that doesn't happen in our jails.
Well, what about that? There was talk about the fact that she was getting some special treatment, that Fulton Brock was seeing her in the jails, and there was some kind of special treatment. Did you know anything about that?
Well, I don't know if it's special treatment. We had to be careful for security reasons. He's well known. He's And we didn't want anything to happen to the wife either because of all the publicity. So we make sure our inmates are safe. It doesn't matter. If you were arrested with all your high profile, we would probably put you in a room by yourself, which isn't very nice, by the way. They think
not.
We have in a beautiful room with
I'll
TV
pass on
and
that.
Everything. Yeah.
I'll pass on that one. But by the way, what do you think about what's going on now with this Fiesta Bowl alleged scandal in the paper that we see every day? Any thoughts on that?
The only thing I have to say about the Fiesta Bowl, I have a connection with the Fiesta Bowl. That's riding in the parades.
Right.
I ride.
You don't
I have
take
a tank.
Any tickets to the games
no,
and
no,
all that?
No. I could have. I don't do that. I've been around 50 years in law enforcement, and I do have my own ethics, too.
But one of your deputies, I believe, Aaron Brown, mm-hmm.
He's according to the papers, we're investigating that.
Yeah,
we are.
Yeah.
He
was allegedly supposedly the allegation in the paper is that he was running a security company
mm-hmm.
on the side.
Yeah.
But you weren't aware of that?
I didn't know he had his own company. I knew he was working with off-duty deputies to help.
Which is perfectly legal.
Yeah, everybody does it. But the only connection I have is riding on top of my tank with my wife in the Fiesta Bowl. In fact, I should be riding inside the tank with all the threats I've been getting. They're picking up even more and more from Mexico. But it doesn't bother me because I still go meet all the illegals. And so I don't care about these bums that threaten me.
Well, I got to say, in the 20 years you've been sheriff,
18 going on 20,
when everybody in this town is being accused of something or other in the paper every day, for all those years, they have never, ever found anything where you have put your hand in the till, taken free tickets, any of the stuff mm-hmm. that we're hearing about now. This whole Fiesta Bowl thing, obviously, you wouldn't partake in any kind of special perks. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't take tickets, free tickets to ball games. I'm not saying there's something wrong with it. This is something the legislature has to look at. I'm not really criticizing that, but first of all, I don't like football and basketball.
What's your favorite sport?
Well, it's basketball. The Boston Celtics are my favorite team. I grew up with them, and I'm not afraid to say.
Sounds like they're going to play the Knicks, I guess.
I'm not a typical politician. I tell the media around the country that I'm a Boston Celtics fan. Well, how come you're not a Phoenix Suns fan? Because I'm a Boston Celtics fan.
Oh.
Now, do you want me to say I'm a Phoenix Suns fan to pick up some votes? I don't care. Do you want me to say that I'm not going to lock up illegals because I worry about the Hispanic vote or the Chamber of Commerce? No, I don't care.
What do you think about them getting rid of Kendrick Perkins?
Well, I don't know. I still got a gut feeling that may be a good move. Let's wait for the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see. I was watching the reality show. I don't know if you've seen that. There's a reality show now on the Celtics.
It's great. Yeah.
It's a great show.
Great.
Yeah,
yeah,
my favorite team, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, there goes all your clients.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're going to play the Knicks. I mean, I'm from New York originally, so it's a tough one for me. So we'll see what happens there. In your book, Sheriff, we only
Which
have,
one?
Well,
I got two. America's
got two.
Toughest Sheriff.
The one that you actually read
Joe's
and wrote.
Joe's Law.
Joe's Law. Well, no, that's the one that you said that you didn't really read carefully, right?
Why do I have to read something when I lived it? I mean, what do I have to read my own book for?
That's a good point. But the other book, I guess, you said you don't like dirty cops, right? That's an important thing.
I locked up a lot of federal agents.
And obviously you were alluding earlier to what's going on with your chief deputy being mm-hmm. investigated. But you're the one who sent that out, correct?
You mean the allegations?
The allegations.
From inside.
Yeah.
Deputy Chief, yeah, I sent that out right away.
Yeah. You take that stuff seriously, I know.
Yeah, I'm not saying he was corrupt. This is more, this was not a criminal. This had to do with policies and violating internal policies. That's what this is about that I'm looking into.
Yeah. And you've actually, as I read your book, you've actually arrested more than one corrupt cop for dealing drugs mm-hmm. and things like that, haven't you?
Yeah, I bought dope from cops, too. Chicago.
Why don't you tell us that story before we're done here?
The one I was kidnapped and shot at? That wasn't cops. That was in Washington.
Oh, that was in Washington. But I thought somebody invited you into their car, and you then had to spend a night in jail or something.
Oh, that was when my son, Rocco, the night he was born when I was undercover.
That's it.
And, you know, in the feds, if you front the money for the dope, you hope you get it back, because if you don't, you got to write a million reports.
Right.
So I had to wait 10 hours on a street corner for the guy to come back. As he was coming back, the cops arrested him with my dope.
With you.
No, with my dope.
But they want to arrest you,
no,
too.
No. What I did was to find where my dope was. I told the cops, put me in jail with this guy.
Oh, so you would find out where he got
it. Yeah, so I'm in jail with this guy. So what do you do with my dope? I paid you up front. Oh, we put it in a garbage can before we were stopped by the Chicago police. So my son is being born. I'm in jail. So I got released. You know, they sneaked me out to go see my son. I had the heroin, the evidence on me.
So did you find out from him any information?
Yeah, I wrestled him. I made buys from this guy. This was the second buy. So I got a lot of interesting stories in my lifetime.
Oh, I'll bet you do. But we've only got 1 minute left here, so tell us your most interesting story, if you can, about your career.
Oh, that's a tough one.
All right.
That's a tough one.
Well, let me ask you this. Any other ideas for the jails, like the pink underwear?
Yeah, I'm running out. Yeah, I got an idea with pink underwear, which I'm going to do as soon as I got to pace myself. But we sell pink underwear, millions of them, to raise money for the posse. Now, one side says, but Baz. The other side says, Gojo. So I'm changing Gojo to Vamos Jose. So that's the new underwear that's coming out at a Mexican restaurant next to you. That's where I'm going to launch the
sale.
Yeah,
right. Thanks a lot. We've had the pleasure of Sheriff Joe Arpaio for the hour. This is Dennis Wilenchek, and we'll be back next week on Legalese. We'll be here with you again, and look forward to it next Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Till then, see you.
Picture a small, premature baby coming out of surgery and calming within a few minutes after listening to beautiful harp music. Less pain medication is needed, and the baby is able to get home sooner. The Harp Foundation provides therapeutic harp music for the essential healing, comfort, and well-being of individuals in crisis or with special needs from pre-birth to the end of life. That's what the Harp Foundation does in our various hospitals, hospice, school, and outreach programs. To find out more, visit our website at theharpfoundation.org.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
This is Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX 1100 Cape Creek, Phoenix. News Talk Leader, a division of Premier Radio Stations, LLC.